Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
This is something that the Steelers had been focused on for months. And as much as Aaron Rodgers mulled his options, including retirement, including potential other playing options, it had been apparent for a couple months that if he was going to play, it was going to be in Pittsburgh. So what I can tell you today is that Aaron Rodgers now plans to fly on Friday to Pittsburgh, finalize and sign his contract, and be on the field for next week's mandatory minicamp.
There is Tom Pelissero there. Good news for Pittsburgh fans.
No, it's not.
It's 74 out today, so Rodgers may not go back on the deal.
You had me in the first half, I'm not going to lie.
So Aaron Rodgers, Pelissero, I think, played it out right there. It's been rumored for months. They've been working on this for months. It finally happened. Derek, you said this earlier during our pre-show, too, that this allowed Rodgers to control the narrative. He didn't technically miss OTAs.
Yeah, he didn't skip OTAs.
He was not on your team.
He was not under all he'd have to say is, I wasn't under contract. I can't skip when I'm not officially with the team.
And when he signs the contract, he will be there for the mandatory thing, and you'll see a training camp.
Punchable face.
It's funny. Rodgers' last two stops post-Green Bay, his only two stops post-Green Bay, everyone knew where he was going. We all were just waiting for the announcement. We all knew he was going to the Jets. We were just waiting for the official trade.
He just tries
here,
to...
for 3 months, we're like, he's going to Pittsburgh if they don't draft Shadur.
They didn't draft a quarterback.
And they didn't draft a quarterback. So you're like, okay, cool. We know he's going there. Can we just wrap this up? And
nope.
It literally took for OTAs to finish up.
Yep.
Mandatory minicamps are next week.
Because Rodgers knew he wasn't going to be there, so he didn't want the negative headlines this time.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, you know what? Congratulations, Pittsburgh, once again on your 9-8 season where you don't win a playoff game again, and then you're drafting 23rd because you have no vision for the future. I hope your fans continue to watch all of their Super Bowls from the past, because that's the only thing that's going to give them joy down there.
And look, that is something to, I don't want to say hold your head up high, but like Tomlin does have a Super Bowl. They have tied the most Super Bowls, I think, still with 6. I don't Patriots have 7 now.
Yep.
So they're still up there, though. There is something to hold your head high to that. I don't disagree. And there is something.
Was it the Patriots or Tom Brady that
Patriots
has 7?
Have 6.
Brady has 7.
7. That's right. Thank you.
Ew. One man has more rings than franchises.
But so, look, there is something to that of holding your head high. But that also, when you look at franchises like these, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Dallas, I guess now New England as well, it's not just making the playoffs. You are not the Detroit Lions. You are not the Bills from 6 years ago where,
right,
hey, we're just in. Let's go. It's not the same. And so I think that is where, like, I know Andrew Filippone was on earlier today with Jeremy and Joe, and I've heard him talk a lot on these Pittsburgh sports. Yeah, well, he's gotten to cover a lot of good stuff there as well.
Yeah, I was going to say it, but then like sometimes he throws something out there that's a little too spicy.
I love Kenny Pickett to George Pickens as the next Montana to Rice. That's my favorite thing that's ever been uttered.
I still feel at least slightly bad for him.
Slightly. Well, because, look.
He has to deal with 1 year of covering Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and also as an Angels fan, watching your star player put up historic numbers where people are like, man, this hasn't been done since 1840. The sport wasn't even invented yet. And the Pirates lose 1-0. I'm with you there, brother. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani did stuff where we're making up people's names.
Tungsten Arm O'Doyle.
For the Angels to lose 5-4. I feel you. I'm with you, brother. But when I do look at Pittsburgh, they are not a franchise. They're not a fan base. Even, yes, you can call them a mid-market, whatever. The Steelers have won. The Penguins have won. Pirates, even back in their heyday, won. Like, these are historic franchises. Going 9-8 to get blown out in the playoffs will never be enough. And so making moves to just hit that benchmark again feels like one of those situations of we're just happy to be here.
Yeah.
And for the Steelers in particular, and along with a few other organizations, that just makes no sense.
I kind of wonder what general manager Kevin Colbert really does at this point when it comes to team building. Because right now, I don't have a good answer for you on what his actual vision is and plan. Because at this point, it's just draft defensive players and then hope and pray that your quarterback situation is at minimum just good enough. Even with Ben Roethlisberger in his later years, Ben basically got to dictate to the front office what he wanted to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Now I'm thinking about the enigmatic quarterbacks that they had.
By the way, it is Omar Khan now, who is their GM.
Oh, okay. Colbert's still like their VP or something.
He's in Colorado State now.
Oh.
He's gone entirely now.
Oh, good. All right.
But Khan, since 22, has been there.
Ready? The Steelers keep doing the same thing that I think it's him.
Well, because I was about to say, like, how many of us really care who their general manager is? It's the Rooney family and it's Mike Tomlin. That's what you think of.
Yeah.
And you think of that build of the Rooneys won't fire you. And Tomlin just wants to make sure his team's a playoff team. Yeah, not a Super Bowl contender, a playoff team. And now with the seventh seed, that has become even easier, and it is devalued making the playoffs. We brought up the NBA a lot in our first hour. You know why Tom Thibodeau was fired after making the Eastern Conference Final? Because no one really cares if you just make the playoffs, even if you win a round.
Yep.
You need to be in the conference finals routinely. You need to be making NBA finals for anyone to consider you a good to great coach. Coaches, specifically in basketball, don't give me McDermott, it's specifically in basketball,
yes,
are not as valuable compared to other sports.
Because basketball, we just mentioned it, how the churn can really, like, you could turn your franchise around with a smaller roster.
Mm-hmm.
Even hockey, it's harder to turn around a roster right away.
Yep.
Like I was getting on about the Peter DeBoer thing,
mm-hmm,
and how I don't want him.
But in football, like, your general manager is very important. I do think coaches are very important, and the roster is maybe the most important thing. But Pittsburgh, it feels like they are just slamming into a wall, thinking at some point, like, Derek, let's look at Rodgers' stats from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Just under 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks. The Jets went 5-12. And he doesn't have Garrett Wilson, who, by the way, he never got along with.
Yep.
He's not really going to have any of his guys. Doesn't even have George Pickens there anymore. He has really just DK Metcalf. Well,
hang on.
Maybe Gabe Davis, because Gabe Davis is visiting.
Hang on. Now that he's officially signed,
oh, well, yeah.
I'd imagine that Alan Lazard gets a contract.
Lazard will show up at some point. Lazard just materializes wherever Rodgers is. He may still be under contract with a different team, but it'll be
if
like,
you're
nah,
in Pittsburgh, Randall Cobb is right behind you.
He's right there. But I look at that and I'm like, that's not beating the Joneses of the NFL, specifically the AFC.
Yeah.
It's not beating Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, the talent they've got there. Cincinnati has gone 9-8 the last 2 years and has missed the playoffs with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. And as much as I don't think Zach Taylor is a good coach because of the historically bad starts they have,
mm-hmm,
they will still probably give Pittsburgh a legitimate fight to finish second or third in that division, because I think Cleveland is fully starting over.
Yeah, it is, because like Cincinnati, they kind of let everyone get a head start every year.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so they're playing catch up, yeah.
And some years they make up for it, some years they don't.
But even with that seven seed, it is now devalued just making the playoffs. We are not going to have those years where an 11 and 6 team will miss. Now, we didn't have that a lot when it was just six teams in each conference making the playoffs. We have that even less now. I don't care that a 9-8 team doesn't make the playoffs. Just because you're above 500 by a game does not grant you immunity.
No.
But we've talked about this with the 7 seed, and where, you know, being the 2 seed just feels so pointless. One team in however many years we've had now the 7 seed be a thing, only one year has the 7 seed won. It was Green Bay 2 years ago against Dallas.
And that is also the same year that the other 2-7 game was even close.
Yeah.
Miami put a scare into Buffalo, but that's also because divisional games are hard to sweep 3-0.
Yeah, yeah. But by the third time, even with a backup quarterback, it'll probably be a tight game. But for the most part, these 7 seed games are blowouts. Denver started the game against Buffalo. Moonshot. Perfect. They're up 7-0. The game's never close again. Their defense, which was all the rage. Ton of sacks. They've got the defensive player of the year in Surtain. The whole thing.
Run
torched.
Over.
Torched. That is just how it is now in the NFL. The 7 seed, honestly, just feels like, hey, good for you.
And even the 7 seed. Good for you. Even the 7 seed looked like legitimately a better story and a more legitimate threat than the 6 seed. Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's right. Pittsburgh. Yeah. Pittsburgh was the 6 seed this year.
Pittsburgh walked in. Everyone knew, well, they're toast.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're gone.
Because Baltimore got over their bugaboo about playing. Lamar specifically got over his bugaboo about playing Pittsburgh. In an organization like the Steelers, getting run they over don't. Like that in a playoff game. And effectively nothing changing outside of like, well, now we're going to add Aaron Rodgers.
For a historically incredible franchise, the lack of respect that they are putting to their fan base by just spinning tires in mud year in and year out right now is weird to watch. And again, I think that that is, and I've got an interesting perspective to say this. I'm a Sabres fan watching a team spin their tires, not in mediocrity, in darkness.
Yeah.
But I at least know there's some variance to where they might finish. Pittsburgh, I know exactly where they're going to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of bad that you know exactly where it's going to be. The Bills, they have some variance to them. Could they actually break through? That's the hopeful side of it. Do they only win one playoff game? That's the quote-unquote downside of the Buffalo Bills. They might win one playoff game. Look out, kids. Or there's the one year where they just don't win a – no, they didn't.
Last time they haven't won a playoff game was 19, yeah.
Yeah. So
they win the wild card game every year.
Again, the Bills have some variance to them because then sometimes they do break through and they get to the championship game or they don't. The one thing that isn't up for debate right now is that Kansas City is a huge pain in their butt.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, it is exactly going to be. You're going to finish as the 6 or 7 seed. You're going to put up a absolute donut of a game. Happy National Donut Day, by the way.
Woo.
And then you're just going to pick 23rd or 24th.
Yeah, you're going to be out and of any sort of quarterback
And you're going to take a running back or not an offensive lineman. By the way, do they have a good offensive line?
No, Broderick Jones is going to be mauled by Myles Garrett. It's going to be bad.
What was Aaron Rodgers' problem in New York?
Yeah, I don't think this works at all.
It is hilariously bad. What the Steelers continue to do.
And I will say this, though. On that point, does this actually guarantee them 9-8? Because that's why I want to bring up the stats of 28-12, 4,000 yards. But he went 5-12. It's not like he was running this great offense. Now, there were issues with the Jets anyways. They fired their head coach before, like, week 8. You know, and then the defense got worse. None of it worked. I don't disagree with any of that. They got Devontae Adams. It still didn't work. But he puts up those numbers, and they're not a good team. His last year in Green Bay, 26-12, just under 4,000 yards.
They're legitimately
8-9.
Legitimately, they are a TJ Watt injury from disaster every year, and this does not change any of it.
And would that really be a bad thing? Because when I bring that up, I know tanking gets the bad rap of it builds a bad culture. I don't really necessarily disagree with that argument because you're wanting your team to lose. And
it's not tanking if it's one bad season.
If it's one bad season. If it's like, hey, all right, we're going to take our medicine. The Saints. The Saints are the perfect example. We are taking our medicine.
Yeah, well, theirs is. It's been a long time coming. They're about to have the bottom fall out.
But most people have been like, they're fighting against it. They're fighting against the tide. And they finally just let the waves come at them, and they're taking their medicine. Derek Carr's retired. He may end up playing for another team. We'll see. But
You know who's a team better
even,
for
even
this?
Kellen Moore, I don't really necessarily say he's going to be a head coach for them long term, but they are fixing their cap situation. It's an older roster. They might be turning that over. And Pittsburgh's all key guys are over 28 years old.
I'll tell you, the better answer for this is New England.
New England, yeah.
A legacy franchise that is forced into their rebuild, kicking and screaming, by the way.
Because Bill wanted to hold on to it as much as getting Cam Newton. Then he drafts Mac Jones, who everyone told you on draft night, using the biggest red flag ever.
Yep.
Oh, he's super pro ready. Cool, so he has zero ceiling.
Yeah.
Like when NFL draft scouts say that, it always means he has zero ceiling. What you get in his rookie year is exactly who he'll be. The game just might slow down a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's it.
And even then, the Mac Jones pick was, a kicking and screaming moment. Then Bill is not the same anymore with his tactics.
Mm-hmm.
Or not his tactics. It's really his roster building that ultimately is their
demise.
His
drafting was horrific, yeah.
But it's not like the Patriots are tanking. They are recovering from the sins of the past. Pittsburgh, for some inane reason, I don't know why, and as conservative as a coach as Tomlin is, they get to 9 or 10 wins every year. And sometimes it doesn't make sense why or how.
They
got off to a hot start last year with Justin Fields as their quarterback. And he wasn't doing anything necessarily good for the offense. This team wins 9 games with Matt Canada as their offensive coordinator. I don't know what it is anymore. I can't explain Mike Tomlin to you. I wish I had answers.
Yeah.
The only one I'm going to keep going to is voodoo, wizardry, and BS.
It's just, they really do just, they get to their 500, no matter, come hell or high water, they're going to get there. They may not make the playoffs. They did not make it in 22. They went 9-8. They did not make it.
That was the last
2 years.
That was Matt Canada's peak anger.
They made it in 21, where the Chiefs blew them out when they were 9-7-1. 2020, I believe they made it. Yeah, that was they were 12-4, but everyone was like, that's not legitimate. Because I will never forget this. I really wanted the game against Buffalo to be the game where they finally lost.
Yep.
And they lost the week prior to Washington. And then, they're 11-0. They end the season 12-4.
They tell you who they were. And then they get the doors blown off of them by Cleveland.
That's right. That is the Cleveland game. That's Baker Mayfield showing up to Heinz Field.
The first play of the game. The snap goes over Roethlisberger's head, and Cleveland scores a touchdown.
Yeah. But I do look at this team, and it's just – and even the fan base. I don't particularly care for Pittsburgh. I love the city. The city's wonderful if you ever want to go visit. I don't really care for the Steelers at all. If anything, I want to see them hurt a little bit more. But there is something to – like, if I'm a fan right now, how can I even buy into the draft? My team refuses to just be – hey, guys, we're not that talented.
They refuse to also build within the trenches.
Yeah, we're not catching Kansas City. We're not catching Buffalo. Baltimore and Cincinnati have passed us. And here, look, and I know, it's June, bear with me. I look at the 2026 draft class, and I've got Drew Aller from
Penn
State,
sicko.
Somewhat of a local kid, who Penn State may have figured out their wide receiver issue. We're really going to see if Aller's taking that next step, but he'll have 3 full years of starting. Cade Klubnik out of Clemson maybe took the biggest step of any quarterback last year when he threw like 19 more touchdown passes from his sophomore year to his junior year. He's back. Then you got guys like Lenore Sellers, Carson Beck if you want them. There are names. Arch Manning will not be entering the draft. Just no one even tweeted me. He's not entering the draft. But they'll have names, and Pittsburgh will do everything in their power to make sure that next year, who's the crappy free agent veteran that we have to go get? That's what they always try to do, it seems like now. Since Ben has retired, they have refused to have
even later stage Ben.
Yeah. Oh, later stage Ben was also – And at some point it will come. That year or years will arrive where we have to have the uncomfortable conversation. And I will just put my stamp on it now. Move off a year early. Or if you don't move off, draft the guy a year early.
Mm-hmm.
Do not hamstring your franchise so that you have great relations on the way out. If you have good relations, fine. If the guy takes it really poorly – because he's 40 and falling apart and you drafted a quarterback, Brett Favre, then so be it. The franchise keeps moving. And Pittsburgh with refusing to move off of quarterback or head coaches, and then with Ben just riding it into the ground. And now here, they've just extended what New England did with Bill, where they just will not do anything else. They're just going to try to stay as relevant as humanly possible to the point now where their only relevancy is that they're mid as hell.
They are.
And that whoever plays them in the first round, you'll hear a little bit about their defense because TJ Watt is amazing mm-hmm. and Minkah Fitzpatrick is really good. And then you'll play them and go, oh, they suck.
Yeah.
I mean, it's look at the Baltimore playoff game from this year. The Pittsburgh Steelers of all organizations were run over. And Baltimore didn't even play particularly well on offense, by the way, in the second half, to the point where a few Russell Wilson prayer bombs almost put him in the game. But Pittsburgh was so horrendous offensively, they could never get back in the game. And Baltimore just runs away with it, no issue. Buffalo, the same thing from 2 years ago. I mean, where does it end for the Steelers where they just decide, guys, and I honestly look at it like this because I will die on this hill. They picked Kenny Pickett because of Pittsburgh. They wanted to right the wrongs right. of Dan Marino and letting him go.
And that's funny. They were willing to move on from the young guy so quickly. And now they're like, oh, we can't do that right now with this defense. We can't do that
We can't do it again. I fully anticipate they're going to be heavy into Drew Aller. And by the way, we'll all know about it immediately. There's no team that lets you know what their pick's going to be 3 months before than the Pittsburgh Steelers. We will all know their draft crush by February.
Yeah.
And it will be Aller. And it'll be because he's from Pennsylvania. He went to Penn State. He's an Eastern Penn guy.
Even then, I was a little surprised that Derek Harmon was their pick.
Yeah, defensive line, though, made sense.
Yeah, that part made sense.
That made sense.
It was the player more so than the actual position.
But I am fully prepared for them to be like, they love Drew Aller. They just don't know if they'll have it. And it'll be at 20. They love Drew Aller. Just don't know if they're going to be there to have him.
Now, ready? What happens if the Steelers don't succeed this year and they actually have a crash out with Rodgers? Do they finally get rid of Tomlin?
I've already got Photoshops of Drew Aller in a Pittsburgh uniform ready to go.
I'm talking about Tomlin. When's enough enough?
When he says he's going to retire.
Yeah, this is the Steelers having this dogmatic view of we don't fire coaches.
They leave on their terms.
They leave when they retire or...
And I don't want to necessarily hate on that because it has allowed them to...
Loyalty to a fault also still a fault.
There is something to that of the coach gets in there. Now, this is the positive. The coach gets hired and he's like, okay, I can plan out my vision.
And that's the thing. But now it's visionless.
But now it just, like you've mentioned, they are just spinning their tires in mud. They're not going anywhere.
And you cannot hold on to the old ways simply for tradition if tradition is now betraying you.
The last time the Steelers fired a head coach was 1969.
I mean, good Lord.
That was Chuck Knoll went till 91, retired, then Bill Cowher went
till. It was a big deal that they fired Matt Canada in season.
Yes. It was like their first coordinator they'd ever fired in season, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a big deal when Matt Canada, who needed to be shot out of a cannon, got fired.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I mean, if you're a Steelers fan, it feels like your team is going nowhere. And very quickly, the years pass you by, and the last Super Bowl win they have is what, 2011?
Mm-hmm.
2010.
Yeah. No, 2008.
Oh, Jesus. It's that far back?
It's that far back?
Their last Lord. Super Bowl appearance was 2010.
That's right, with Green Bay. Okay.
Again, loyalty to a fault is still a fault. I'm looking at you, Sabres.
They're just the Cowboys that are less fun. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, here until 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I mean, the math says 10. I know 10's not going to get it done. You know, 10 might be what the Bills are offering, right? Because they've been pretty good about coming with a number and kind of holding to that number. I think the positive for him right now is that Kyren Williams is in a very similar situation and a very similar resume. And both are looking for, I think, the right kind of contract over the next couple of months from their respective teams. So there may be a little bit of a back and forth with those negotiations if they can feed off each other a little bit.
Mike Jannitti of SpotTrack earlier today with Jeremy and Joe talking James Cook, as he is going to be maybe the biggest storyline for the Bills as they head into mandatory minicamp next week. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here. And really why I wanted to talk about James Cook today, not just because of mandatory minicamp, it was a report from yesterday. NFL insider Jordan Schultz had that out about Terry McLaurin being open. And look, Schultz is an insider, and he gets a lot of good information. I assume that came from McLaurin's agent, that hey, put this out there. Because he was the only one that led with it yesterday, at least that I saw. I could be very wrong on that. But at least from what I saw, Schultz is the only one leading with it. And on that, he mentioned he's frustrated that, you know, they've kind of stalled in where they're at with negotiations. They're not getting anything done. And with that, and I think maybe the most interesting point, because when we look at James Cook, is that McLaurin did show up for OTAs and left early.
Yeah, that's tough.
Cook was never at OTAs. And so really the big question for me here is, and very interested to hear other thoughts on this, 803-0550, the number to call. What's better, to have not shown up at all for OTAs, James Cook, or to have shown up and left early, Terry McLaurin? I think McLaurin, with that and now the report from Schultz, that's a more dire's a strong word. It's a more difficult situation to maneuver around than I think the James Cook one is.
I think it's not that it's difficult. It's just optics-wise, it looks worse.
It looks worse. Both still have one more year left on their contract. Both have arguably had career years. McLaurin has played in every game for the last 4 years, 17 for 17. But along with hitting 1,000 yards, he had nearly a career high in receptions. 87 was his career high in 20 at 82 last year, but 13 touchdowns with Jaden Daniels. They really hit it off. Last year, James Cook, the touchdown number skyrockets into, what did he have, 16 last year, right?
Yeah.
For rushing touchdowns. So both are, I'd argue, in a very similar spot, except for one thing. McLaurin is much older. He's heading into his age 30 season at wide receiver. Cook is a bit younger and has less usage. But, and to this point, I think it does look worse. And I'm not saying it's bad on Washington. I'm not saying that. It's just in terms of, I'm more saying this for fans that are really worried about the James Cook situation. I look at the Terry McLaurin situation and I go, that's one I'd be talking about and worried about. Mm-hmm. Is that he showed up for OTAs and left. And then I've got the Jordan Schultz report, where really all we have on Cook is they're not really close on negotiations. And he retweets and talks about some of the numbers he wants. It's kind of all we have.
That's all we have is really speculation. Whereas now there is a report out there about McLaurin where they are not in the right or the same space, mm-hmm. team and agent, where the player leaves OTAs before they finish.
Yeah.
And I feel like if that's something that happened here, we would have to talk about that. And it would be something that I'd be far more annoyed if a player is at OTAs and then leaves, mm-hmm. than if they were not there at all.
Yeah, and here is Schultz's report on that. McLaurin has made it clear to the team that he's frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal. And then Schultz says, as I previously reported, McLaurin unexpectedly left voluntary workouts after initially attending, and it does remain to be seen whether he'll report for mandatory minicamp. That is something. And we've talked about it with Cook, where we're like, look, right now it's all speculation. We're all kind of worrying because there's not much going on. But the expectation seems to be Cook will be at mandatory minicamp. If you ask me, I think he'll be there. McLaurin, I read that and I'm like, he ain't showing up.
Yeah.
He left OTAs early.
And then I
imagine his agent sent this to Schultz to send out. I don't think he's going.
I have far more doubts that McLaurin shows up to minicamp now,
mm-hmm.
than I do Cook.
Yeah.
Who has not even been at OTAs. For a player to be absent from OTAs and you have a better feeling about him showing up than a player who was at OTAs and left, that's what it's looking like here. Is how viable is this when we get closer to training camp? Is there a potential for a holdout?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the potential of a holdout for McLaurin is far higher than Cook. Obviously, things change if neither of them is at minicamp. Then we go, okay, the answer is actually the same. But no, I would rather that a player not be at the voluntary workouts. And if that's the only thing that is really voicing his displeasure, fine. But we get a report from an insider who has relationships with agents. It's how he gets into a little scuffle with Ian Rappaport at Starbucks, by the way.
Love it.
Never forget.
The best part of this offseason.
Never forget.
Never forget.
But an insider that has a scoop on a lot of things. Schultz was the one breaking things early during the draft. I had to avoid his account at all costs when it was you, me, and Nate sitting.
I was saying, he slowed down, though, during round one.
He definitely slowed down during round one.
We were at one point, he was like four picks ahead, and me and Nate are just like, guys, let's speed it up. Catch up to Jordan.
Yes.
And then it was like Jordan had to like pull back for the draft, and I'm like, this is fascinating.
That was Roger going, hey, enough.
Chill out, dude.
So Schultz is very well connected. That's why I think it is actually a far bigger concern for Washington with McLaurin than Buffalo with Cook.
I think you could also argue, too, because this has been brought up with James
Cook
as well.
Because like you said, we've heard nothing.
Yeah. It's all speculation. I think as well, though, why maybe we've heard nothing, and this is why it's also a more fascinating case study for McLaurin. Cook, I think all of us argue, has no real leverage. He's on his rookie deal, 1 year left. The team star is a quarterback. Let's not act like James Cook is this leading receiver for them. They've added to receiver. They've added a running back in Ray Davis.
They draft a running back, it seems like, every 2 years.
Right. It's a little bit different with Washington. You've got your young quarterback. He hit. You made the NFC Championship game. And now his best receiver is pissed.
Yeah.
You don't want that relationship to sour during the cheap window for Daniels. Because that's the best part of Daniels hitting day one, is that for the next 3 years, you've got him really cheap.
Which is why I'm a little surprised there's a lack of progress at that point.
I agree, because then it would be like, yeah, let's just get, because he's going to be in his age 30 season. Let's get him to a 3-year deal, quote unquote, overpay for him. We already added Deebo Samuel. We want to add weapons. 4-year deal, whatever. Because then when that deal expires and he's 34 and you're like, we're going to move off him. Okay, Jaden, your turn.
It's your turn to get paid, Jaden.
And you can keep the cycle going. You can even add a young receiver to eventually take over from McLaurin.
We cook the books so that the 34-year-old has his contract expire at the time that your big boy contract shows up. Like, that's just cooking books. But if I'm the agent, I'm also trying to procure as big of a deal as I can.
And that might be it, too, is that he's looking for, I would imagine, based off of how the I can't say necessarily how it was reported. Terry McLaurin is an all-pro, but Schultz made sure to put it in there. He's an all-pro. Terry McLaurin's made one second-team all-pro. It was this past year. 2024,
and the voting for second-team all-pro really is, it's just, okay, who among the rest of you got the most points?
Right. And so that's kind of how it felt. This is his first all-pro season. With that being said, because he did hit it once he had, quote-unquote, a great quarterback, we don't know how these negotiations go down necessarily with agents and teams. We do know that constantly people tell you, hey, don't represent yourself. You're going to hear things you don't want to hear. Does McLaurin go, guys, I'm a top five receiver in the sport, and you need to pay me as such? And we're now looking at Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson money, and they're going, okay, whoa. And yeah, and that's the holdup. I don't know.
There's different ways that there's an impasse. Like how strong are they sitting on, I need 5 or 6 years?
That could be it
and
too.
And Washington can be like, no, we're not doing that. And that's where the lack of progress comes from, maybe. Is
that he wants to be on their books till he's 36, 37.
He wants to be there for a long-term deal, and Washington's trying to figure out how do we cook it. And maybe we have to put that on the back burner for a moment, because maybe they're literally just working on the bookkeeping, thinking, okay, projected, how much are we going to have to pay Daniels in 4 years?
A lot.
That is also a dangerous game to play.
Be prepared to spend all of the money on
Daniels. But the variance could be so high.
Yeah.
The variance is so drastic with what you might have to pay Daniels at that point, especially with how quarterback contracts are. Brock Purdy got a lot of money for being Brock Purdy.
But that's the thing, Daniels makes NFC Championship year one.
That's the problem. But what is that number even going to look like? Because in 4 years, several quarterback contracts are going to go up, and like that's it.
I think this year is going to be one of the few years we won't have any kind of movement, like no quarterbacks up for a deal. But then, yeah, you're going to have May, Daniels, McCarthy, if McCarthy hits, of course. But Bo Nix has hit for Denver.
It also helps that the previous quarterback classes, yeah, there's going to be only one class right. No, there's not. It has helped that the previous quarterback classes have been bad.
Yeah, they haven't really produced the talent you expected.
Yeah.
Quote unquote expected.
It's good, though, that like the 2021 draft class happening was big for the 2024 class.
Yeah.
And having to negotiate it, none of them are good.
Yeah, really, the big negotiations are actually going to be extensions.
Then Kenny Pickett's a round one-er, and that's it. He's the only one.
But really, the big deals are going to be the extensions from the already previously paid guys. Allen got his this year. We already know Baltimore's working on theirs with Lamar.
Again.
Mahomes has like a new deal every year where it's just like, we're just spacing it out, guys.
The fact that Allen and Lamar are getting a double tap before Daniels gets a contract, new contract, is going to be hilarious.
Yep, but like so, I look at
if
the Washington.
If Mahomes gets a triple... Triple renegotiation
couldn't
before Daniels is up for his big boy contract.
Couldn't happen. We're like one more Super Bowl appearance away from Hurts going like, I'm the best quarterback in the game. Pay me like it. And I wouldn't disagree with him. Get your money, dude. You're taking a team like the Philadelphia Eagles, who for most of our lives was either bad or just couldn't do it. And now we all look at them, I'd say almost inarguably, as like top three best run organizations in sports, along with Kansas City. Who else did I throw up there? Top three. Off the top of my head, I still think Golden State's really went well. Maybe not top three right now. No, I don't want to think
maybe
about
the Yankees, but I don't know.
I was thinking about baseball. I want to go Dodgers. They're also not having the best season right now, so it feels kind of gross to say it now.
Yeah, but also the Yankees. This is weird to say. The Yankees haven't really won anything.
Thing. It's like I was thinking baseball. I'm like Dodgers, Yankees. Dodgers pay everybody, but yeah, they did make big trades. I'll go Dodgers.
Yeah.
I'll go Dodgers.
The Dodgers have a better track record in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Yankees don't.
Yeah. I'll go Dodgers.
Nice try there, pinstripes.
That's funny. So on that, I mean, it's just I look at where Philadelphia is. I mean, a Hurts deal could come up too. I think absolutely that could happen. McLaurin and Cook are two of these guys that are in the same spot, 1 year left on their deal. The only real difference is I do think McLaurin has some sort of leg to stand on here. He has some leverage. Where Cook, it is just, man, they may have already drafted a replacement in Ray Davis. They really have not paid big money at the running back position. You can argue they haven't been able to be even justify it with Singletary and Moss. Not going to fight you on that. But a negotiation tactic, Bills could go, we just don't do that here, man. $10 million, take it or leave it. I mean, Jannetty brought that up, that the Bills could be sitting on just that $10 million contract and just waiting to see if he signs it. And I'd still argue, it's kind of where I want to sit. I'd maybe at most go 11.5, 12. I hope Cook pops off this year, gets a big bag next year, and the Bills just go young at that position. Because I love what they've done with the offensive line.
I'm looking at 2026's quarterbacks that are up for contract, and man, they are not good.
I'm telling you, it's bad. It's really bad.
So, ready? You know who's going to hurt them? CJ Stroud.
He's got to have a pop-off year in year three. Year one was really good. Year two, really up and down. His offense coordinator, Bobby Slowick, who was a darling, gets fired, which, by the way, most Texans fans I saw cheering about that. So, I don't know. That's something there.
So, again, that's the name to look out for there if Washington's really going to have trouble or not is...
What does Stroud get?
What is Stroud going to get? But by then, is McLaurin gone?
Well, depending on how this goes down, and already it looks like it's a far worse position, I would argue, than James Cook's ever been with the Bills. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show. Get you ready for the weekend and Sabres Live. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here are wrapping up our Friday here on WGR. Let's get connected to our fans here. We go to the old Twitter machine, which had a very fun day yesterday, depending on... where you
Aaron
were.
Aaron Rodgers was punching air.
Yeah, depending on where you were in the Twitter space yesterday. But Jonathan tweets in, were talking about ratings for the Stanley Cup Final Game 1. Game 2 is tonight, 8 o'clock, and our coverage right here on WGR will begin at 7:30. But Jonathan brought up, I think, a really good point. The ratings were down by 22%. It was one of the lowest rated finals since 2021. And he says, on the ratings thing from earlier, I think a lot of it has to do with accessibility. ABC ESPN Plus is likely in more homes than TNT True Max. text for myself because I don't have those channel slash options. I've used a site, probably a good amount of people doing the same. And Jonathan, on that point, if you listen to Shope and Bulldog, you will know Mike Shope is a part of that group.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have TNT Max, can't watch the Stanley Cup final.
That's a point because of the fact that it being on TNT is part of the reason. Because it's compared to last year on ABC.
Yeah.
That's everywhere. Everyone's got it. You got an antenna.
You got 2, 4, and 7.
You got 7.
You got news.
You've got game one of the Stanley Cup final. I do think that does have some weight to why it's so drastically down.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there's another contributing factor that I didn't really get to visit a lot of because Peter DeBoer got fired and
it's a shame.
That apparently struck a nerve for me. But the NHL, I do still think, has a playoff bracketing problem.
Yes.
And it will not go away because there are teams that are going to figure out, okay, if we know we're one of the best three teams in our division, we're safe. Stay the course, pace yourself, look at Florida at the end of the year, for example, knowing if as long as they have a ticket, they're going to be fine. Ottawa almost caught them.
They go to game six or?
Yeah. But like Ottawa almost caught Florida in the playoff standings.
Oh, I thought you were talking about their series with Toronto. My apologies.
Yeah, no. It's that the Senators almost got to force Toronto to play Florida in round one.
Yeah. So everything Toronto didn't want, they're like, oh, hell.
Oh my God, yeah. So, because at the end of the year, the other thing was that no one wanted wild card two. But Ottawa was safely in there, but they kept trying to win games to get out of drawing Atlantic one.
Yeah.
And they almost caught Florida. The Panthers knew they were biding their time. They were sitting Barkov later on, trying to help him recover. Tkachuk was out. He didn't really return to the lineup until the postseason, and he looks like bad.
Mm-hmm.
But can Florida rebound tonight?
We'll find out. 8 o'clock. Our coverage here on WGR will start at 7:30, and that coverage is presented by Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your border attorneys, and brought to you in part by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. For more on Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final, stay tuned. Sabres Live coming up after a quick timeout. Have a great weekend, everyone. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.